And I may the words of my mouth and meditations of my heart be accepted in my sight, O Lord my God. Please be seated. I thought this evening I brought a 10-page sermon with me, and I put it up there on the podium, and there it shall remain. I'm sure you're all happy and very pleased with that. The thing that's on my mind, and has been on my mind for a number of weeks, has been this word children. Children. And I'd like to ask you if you would reach deep in your memory, and do you remember when you were a child? Do you remember, you know, as a young boy or a young girl, at the ages of 5 or 6, beginning your first day of school? And you're thinking about, I'm scared. I have to get on a bus, or I may have to walk a ways to get to the school. I don't know what to wear. I don't know what I should eat before I go. I don't know what the place is going to look like when I get there. And you remember all of a sudden your vulnerability, that in some way and somehow that you're touched by the world that is so much larger and bigger than you. And if you can remember what it's like to be a child, you can remember the most incredible value from our reading this morning that Jesus places upon children. Children cannot make it unless parents feed them. Children cannot make it unless they dress them. Children cannot survive unless they are instructed well. Children cannot survive unless they are loved supremely well. They must be encouraged and taught always and at all places as they grow up in life. They need to be protected. They need to be cherished. Now I ask you this. Was there ever a child that you knew that ate everything that you put on your plate? Did they like everything that you dressed them in? Did they always like the ride to the park or to the school? Were they happy to go to the next meeting with their parents when the teacher wanted to see them because their grades were below C? Growing up as children, as we reflect upon this, has more value in many ways upon the responsibility of the parent. The parent. And if you can really grasp hold of what Jesus is really trying to say here about the importance that the parent gives to a child, I think all of us know that the harm that one brings to a child can bring great consequences to your life. We have psychologists, we have psychiatrists, we have social workers, we have reformed schools and homes, we have parents that are foster parents and parents who got children. Why? Because our society places such great value upon children. It is the children. Now, I don't know about you, but I know that when Christianity came into focus with Jesus, this is the first time in the New Testament, or Old for that matter, where I have seen or read anything so powerful that any prophet, theologian, has ever placed upon the consequences of not taking care of a child. Just think of what Jesus says. It would be better that a millstone be hanged around his neck and thrown into the deepest sea. Now, I don't know about you, that doesn't sound like grace to me. It sounds like punishment. And then the text, the little verses that follow, if thy hand offend you, if you've taken your hand and you've hurt a child, it would be better that your arm and hand would be taken away. Or if your eyes offend you, or if your heart and your very breath offend you. You can see the language in which Jesus is building here with the value and the importance. our text sort of leaves us hanging there, and all of a sudden we find ourselves in the heavenly lands. And Jesus brings in the story about the angels that are before the Father. And don't you find it interesting that Jesus says that the angels that are before my Father are blessed and loved and worshiped by Father? It doesn't say God, it doesn't use Adonai, it doesn't use Jehovah, it uses my Father. And so what we begin to experience here is that there is a sort of a family attitude, a heart of attitude in which God places and Jesus places upon the heart and the mind of the child. And the angels stand there and they adore God, and it says that their faces are always love and breathless. And perceive, and God sees their faces all the time, every day, if there are days, throughout eternity. God sees them. And he likens them to angels. Now, I don't know about you, fathers. How would it be if your child adored you as these angels adored God Almighty? I ask you, you're probably not there. I'm certainly not. But I ask you, what would it take you to get you there? What kind of steps in your life that you need to do to incorporate into your life that you would be adored and loved by your children? I share that story and this sort of brief message with you and leave you with these very powerful words, that on this day in which we celebrate angels who are always before us, believe it or not, they're there. We may not see them. We may not notice them. We may not understand their presence. But if you ever see an angel, it will be like a child. May God add his blessings to these words. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.